their tongues to deceive. The venom of snakes is under their lips, and their mouths are full of bitterness and curses, and in their paths nothing but ruin and misery, and the fear of God is not before their eyes. They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful, and they have blinded us to the truth. Our human spirit is corrupted. Why do we worship greed? Because outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners. Our owners. They have us. They control us. They are our masters. Wake up. They're all about you, all around you.
Hey, I'm Savin Gavia, and you are now listening to Can I Play a Play live every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you check out these good fellas at www.facebook.com/playology. And also, make sure to get your copy of the new book entitled Who Is She and What Is She to You on Amazon or worldmovement.com. Can I Play a Play? Oh, pretty tone. Put in us.
I'm on it as you squeeze me like you need me. It's literal that you succeed because you got my knees weak. I'm ready for whatever, baby, don't tease me. I need it like a gift today, continue as you please me. I'm here to testify you all that I got. Let's make it happen while I'm waiting and leaving. I'm not, I'm ready.
Well, welcome to the show. This is your boy K. Diddy, and you listen to Can a Player Play? I don't know if we had a brief moment of technical difficulties, but we're going to start the show and keep it moving anyhow. So we're going to do it like this. 111, who we got?
You don't know me.
If you don't know me by now. You'll never know me. Is that who that is?
That's exactly who it is.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. The Neighborhood Gentrification Committee is in full effect. Joe from Montana.
Is
your boy Pretty Tony here. And yes, we were having some technical difficulties because I wanted to make sure the voice that you first heard or hear coming through to your speakers was the world-renowned, infamous, a legend. Just Google him, Dr. K.
I heard Seven say, "Oh, Pretty Tony." I didn't hear him say, "Oh, K. Diddy." I'm gonna have to put in a request for that one, though.
Don't worry about it. That is all my fault, sir. I apologize. We have re-recorded that, and I thought it was the new one, and I hit the old one, sir.
That's all right, no problem. I ain't got two bombs. I only got one, so no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't get people calling in cursing you out either.
Yes, there you go. And I would not want to take away from the luster of the world renowned K. Diddy.
That's right.
They don't call in and cuss me out. They just drive by shooting at my ass. That's all.
Yeah, but they keep missing and hitting me. Okay.
Joe, we missed you last week. Your girl Tammy called in looking for you.
Okay.
She missed you. I just want to make sure I put that out there because she definitely missed her Joe.
She might not be his girl this week. What are you talking about?
Diddy?
Yes,
Joe.
Sir.
That's my wife.
Okay.
Get it right.
That's
right. There you go.
That's my wife from another life, because it sure isn't in this life.
Oh, wow. You almost see, you almost had 2 seconds of respect from me.
I already spoke to her, so anyway, so.
But welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're just having a moment of fun with you. This week's episode on Can a Play Play, it's called Debtor's Jail. WTF, y'all know what that means. Where is the creditor's jail? That's the question that I'm asking. With all the banking scandals, all the financial scandals, all the Ponzi schemes, pyramid schemes, all the isms and schisms that are going on, not only in the United States, but on a global level. I'm reading a couple articles the other day about, first of all, I thought debtor's jail was illegal. I thought it was outlawed years ago. But, you see, I'll plead ignorance on this one. In some states, it is still legal for your creditors to lock you up if you can't pay your debt. And it's a little, it's little tricks that they use. And that's what I want to talk about this week. I want to talk about this week how everything seems to be predicated upon the fact that people are allowed to prey upon people who have nothing. Because somebody who has something is not going to a payday loan company. Somebody who has something is not going to the pawn shops. You're better off going to Uncle Joe, your Fat Tony, the loan shark, because at least we know they're criminals. So we already know if we don't pay them, they're going to break something.
Mm-hmm.
But we got legalized loan sharking now, where these people are going out, going to court, filing papers against you, and what they do is they call what's called a body attachment, which means if they send you a notice to come to court and you don't get there the second time, I think you're held in contempt of court. And then a warrant is issued for you, and you end up in jail. So I'm asking the question, based upon all that has gone on over the last few years, few weeks, few months, where is the creditor's jail? That's the question we're asking on Can I Play It Play today. Where is the creditor's jail?
In the Bahamas.
That's right. Without bars, too. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, K. Diddy. I didn't know you had knowledge of this. Please, would you say the creditor's jail is in the Cayman Islands, the Bahamas, the Turks?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
With no bars on it, by the way, like Joe just said.
No bars.
And if you ain't and if you ain't got a visiting pass, like a bank account and a passport, you can't even go visit them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And this really just rubbed me the wrong way. This situation is so out of hand that the Attorney General of Michigan, I think, just had to file some paperwork to slow up the ton load of paperwork that these people are filing in the court system trying to get people locked up. Not only in Michigan and Missouri, they're trying to lock people up for debts, man. How can this be fair? You go into any neighborhood, you go into any underprivileged, disadvantaged neighborhood, you see payday loans, stores, liquor stores, pawn shops, galore. These people are preying upon the have-nots, man.
This thing isn't fair, and you were right at the beginning, Tony. We supposedly had ruled out debtor's prisons years ago, but Bush brought them back. And you think this is bad? This is something that I've been kind of apprehensive about for years, since I saw the signs of the economic collapse from years ago. Imagine this. You've got a very, very good credit card, let's say. Your APR is only about 6 or 7%. That's tied to the prime rate, which is around 0, 1%, 2%, something like that. Wait till the economic Armageddon gets here and they have to raise rates. That 6%, 7%, which is tied to the fund rate, is going to become 20-25%. So even if you thought that you had no problem paying your debts, you're going to have problems paying your debts in the future. And bang, they're going to come along and just take you out of your house and put your ass in jail.
Now, I want to read this statement to you because I'm not a fan of Eric Holder. Everybody who listens to Pretty Tony knows I'm like Switzerland. I try to be neutral. But a few months ago, he made this statement. And that's what got me to thinking, where is the credit of jail? This is from the Attorney General of the United States. Like him or dislike him, it doesn't matter. The roots of our recent economic collapse can in many ways be traced to the instances of unethical and reckless misconduct that took place in major financial centers like Wall Street. These abuses have driven away many who were once willing to invest in our economy and destroyed once thriving communities. And some of the practices that have been uncovered have placed unprecedented, unfair challenges before cash-strapped governments, local police departments, small businesses, and the American workers and consumers. You know what I love about words, ladies and gentlemen? Now, you might hear that statement, and if you're pondering, if you're thinking, if you give it a moment, you realize what the young man is saying, because it's not no fancy words. But in layman's English, we basically got fucked without no Vaseline and ain't nobody doing a damn thing about it. That's precisely what the Attorney General of the United States is saying, that our Wall Street banking system, all form of financial isms and schisms, are screwing us. Then it got me to thinking, how far could this have gone back? So Pretty Tony went out and did something, and I found a quote from Mr. Thomas Jefferson that rattled me to my core. Mr. Jefferson, turns out, was very paranoid of the banking system. He says, banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies. Those are the words of Mr. Thomas Jefferson, one of the founding fathers of this country, which means the bankers have been screwing us for so long. And that's where all these theories and conspiracies, you don't have to believe in the Rothschilds and all these things. I encourage you to just go read. That's the beauty of the Internet. There is so much knowledge sitting out there. You might have to sort through a lot of the bullshit to get through to some measure of the truth. So we're asking on today's show, where is the credit of jail? So I started to do more research. And I started to read more things, little news clippings, that they just slide by us and it quickly goes away. Like the LIBOR scandal of a couple weeks or a couple months ago that's still unfolding. Almost every recognizable major banking establishment in the world is guilty of participating in some of the most scandalous, low-down things I've ever seen. When I got to reading off names, Citigroup, Bank of America, Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi, Bank of Canada, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, Lloyd's of London, HSBC, Royal Bank of Scotland, Barclays Bank of London, Credit Suisse, the Dutch Bank, on and on and on and on. These are not banks anymore. These are banksters, man.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do, here's the game they play, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'm going to get back to the have-nots. A bank does something foul, makes $200-300 million. They get investigated and pay a $15 million fine. Hell, they pay a $20 million fine, which means if you pocketed $300 million, and I only have to give you back $20 million and I ain't admitting nothing, I just pocketed $280 million.
Yep. And you kept your ass out of jail.
Just like that. Then I did further research about the, well, you know, the big gun in this right now is the New York City Attorney General's office, but San Francisco, everybody are investigating banks or pretending to investigate banks. One of the statements coming out of the New York City Attorney General's office and the SEC and all these wonderful alphabets is that they have so many investigations into financial dealings they can't even count. And I hope some of you good people out there who have chosen to listen to Can a Player Play, you know, we're not Howard Stern or nobody. We don't have millions of listeners. I hope some of you good people out there that listen to me really are listening, man. They are saying every single financial institution in this country has some measure of a pending investigation pertaining to fraud and wrongdoing. We should be lining people up by the hundreds to get locked up. But you people have the nerve to be filing cases against Miss Dorothy, who lives on her Social Security income and needed a little $200 payday loan to pay her light bill because she can't afford it. But suddenly you've jacked up the interest rates, and she now has – this is what blew me away. Do you know they can jack up interest rates on payday loans by up to 150%? What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
How is Miss Dorothy going to pay that back?
They're going to another guy who's going to give you the interest rate of 200%. Mm-hmm.
But Miss Dorothy ain't getting no slap on the wrist.
Mm-mm.
She can't pay $20 back on it and say, oh, well, I pocketed $180. They're coming up with so many ways to screw us, even these financial derivatives that Joe always talks about. I mean, I'm doing a bit of research because sometimes I'm inspired by the crazy shit that comes out of Joe's mouth. Because he's not as crazy as he acts. He's as crazy as a fox. I want y'all working men out there to know that.
Hey, don't ruin my image there, Tony.
don't let the 1-800 blow me, throw you off.
Oh, yeah, and I want to thank everybody for calling that number. I had a good time with all of you. Thank you very much.
I'm telling you, they should be lining up people by the hundreds on Wall Street and every other financial power base that there is, but nobody. Yet they want to tell us corporations are people. Well, if they're people, if I go out and I rip the bank off, I guarantee you I got issues.
You know what? I'm not glad. I mean, I'm not sad anymore for having turned your show from one of self-actualization and self-authenticity and relationships to that of partially concentrating on politics, because like I said, politics affects every goddamn thing we do.
Absolutely. And K. Diddy, as K. Diddy so eloquently always said, it's all tied together. I think a couple months ago he was telling a brother, oh, if you don't think all the stuff we talk about affect you and your woman, you're crazy. Wasn't that what you said, K. Diddy? Are you there, K. Diddy?
Yes, sir.
I was giving you your Democratic platform. I wanted you to back me up on that. You're backing me up on that statement, right, sir?
Absolutely. I ain't scared.
Yeah. Mm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're discussing today. We're talking about how somehow we have been led down this path. And we have elections coming up. And I keep telling you, I am a fan of none of the above.
I like the way you put that. I am a fan of none of the above.
And I still can't get over the fact, I guess I'm just a simpleton in my manner of thought, but I don't understand, if you can't fix a little simple shit like the gas prices when everybody know there's no gas shortage, if you can't fix little shit, how you going to fix big shit?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We put it in layman's terms for you on this show because I want you to feel me. I want you to feel us. And from the numbers, I think some of y'all are feeling us, and we appreciate that. I want you to feel it because we are average people discussing issues that affect average people, mm-hmm. whether it's your cheating-ass broad, whether it's your a sense of entitlement woman, whether mm-hmm. it's the politicians, whatever it is. We're discussing the issues on this show that affect us.
You got it.
So these are the things, man, I'm telling you. I went back again as I've been looking at this stuff. And I read something, you know, Obama triggered me when he did his little fancy speech about, you know, bold persistence. He should have did that speech that FDR gave back in 1932. He should have done the whole thing. But, ladies and gentlemen, don't get caught up in the rhetoric and promises by either one of them. Here is something that FDR said way back in 1933, man.
Mm-hmm.
The money changers have fled from their seats in the temple of our civilization. We may now restore the temple to its ancient truths. The measure of restoration lies in the extent to which we apply social values more noble than monetary profit. I want that to resonate with somebody out there. We have got to get back to a place where everybody, you know, Obama said something that made sense to me, and I don't normally agree with him. He says, we're not entitled to success. We have to earn it. And this comes back down to the sense of entitlement we like to talk about that a lot of you females have out there. But today's not y'all's day. We're going to get back to raining on y'all parade another time.
Mm-hmm.
Where is this sense of entitlement where if you have not worked for your success, you think you're entitled to it?
Well, in defense of those who I like to call the stupid Americans, we've all been brainwashed into believing that we are entitled to success. Why? Because governmental politicians, the politricians, the ones who keep lying to us every 2 years, what do they keep doing? They keep dangling the carrot in front of our faces. Vote for me, and I'll do this for you. I'll improve this program. I'll create this program. So naturally, what happens? Most people are led to believe that the government is there for us, and we are entitled to it. So I don't blame people for having that sense of entitlement when it comes to politics. What I don't like is that when you try to present to them facts that are contrary to what they've learned, they just don't want to hear it. That, to me, irritates the piss out of me.
Well, are you speaking of ignorance?
I'm speaking of fucked up stupidity. Ignorance is one thing. Ignorance is that goddamn brainwashed people that we all are. But fucking stupidity, when you start talking to them, and you start trying to present facts to them, and they stay, I just want to say, no, you, yeah.
Well, I guess stupidity is a little lower than ignorance.
Oh, God, yeah. Ignorance I can tolerate to a degree. Stupidity, they need some head smacking.
Seriously, and that's one of the points I wanted to make on this show today is, Truth be told, the gospel of what we all need to understand since we're all in this boat together is that there is absolutely no easy way out of where we are right now. We have fucked up policy on top of fucked up policy, which leads to more fucked up policies.
Mm-hmm.
So when people keep using stupid, you know, like, I feel as though you're insulting my intelligence when you're arguing about the word unshackle and slavery and all that. All you're trying to do is distract. All you're trying to do is have me focus on the silliest of things while the important things you're not even remotely discussing. There are things that we need to discuss. 49% of this country is now at or below the poverty line. So when you hear statistics, sometimes it just rolls over you because they bombard us with the bullshit. Let me break it down to you. That's close to 5 out of every 10 person walking around here is either poor, working poor, below the poverty line.
And if that doesn't wake up people, you can call 1-800-FUCK-YOU. Instead of blow me. Shit.
So, where is the creditors' jail? Where is it?
You know where it is?
Where are all these investigations leading?
They're not leading nowhere, because the same people that's leading the investigations are the same people that's in bed with the culprit. So it's this vicious circle. And don't nobody turn nobody out until somebody outside the circle busts somebody in the circle.
There you go. Because I don't give a damn what they say. There is no way on God's green earth Bernie Madoff pulled off what he pulled off by himself.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought him up.
Of course he did.
Oh, because you got to read about the guy that that pointed the finger at him. The guy's name is Harry Markopoulos. He is a certified fraud. Well, what do they call him? Fraudulent detector, fraudulent auditor. He's different than a regular auditor. He tried to tell the SEC. For 8 years, 8 fucking years, about Bernie Madoff. He mailed them proof. He tried to talk to them in person. He was also in front of Congress. They didn't listen to him. They just swept it under the rug, just like Kay Diddy said.
And it's not only Bernie Madoff. Go and do your research out there, ladies and gentlemen. They are by the dozens, Ponzi schemes, pyramid schemes, schemes that me and you don't even know exist. Now, there are those who say, well, I don't believe in government regulation and all that. Yes, I agree to an extent. But there is some measure of government that is needed. When the decision of one man sitting in his $5 million office with his Picasso painting hanging on the wall, if this one man's decision can affect the lives of 100,000 people, I think somebody should be regulating him. And I'm not talking about his friend down the hall who he takes to dinner every Thursday night to the best steakhouse in New York City, because that's what Bernie Madoff did to get away with what he got away with. He was on the board of every major board that there was to be on that was supposed to be overseeing the shit he got convicted of. That which leads me right back into politics again with Mr. Romney and Mr. Chameleon. I'm a snake oil doctor because, you know, I love, by the way, I love Slick Willie, because that's what I call Mr. Clinton. I love Slick Willie's speech the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it because Slick Willie, there's one of my favorite shows when I was growing up, was a show with Dolly Parton, Burt Reynolds, called Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the mayor of that town. Every time you asked him a question, his favorite song was, "Ooh, I like to sidestep." He always had me in stitches as a child. I love when I listen to Slick Willie.
Man, I like Slick Willie.
I like
Obama. Look, for what we got out there, for what our choices are, I don't really see nothing any better right now. Unless you can tell me something we got better. I sure don't see Romney as being better.
Absolutely not. I don't like.
I'm with you on not trusting any of them, and I'm all for people using common sense. And I always say that that's what this country is really lacking: basic common sense. Because if they did that, they could pick and choose, you know, relative items that's going to help change the situation. But I think people are so easily led. This country has became a society of followers. They forgot how to lead. You know, and thus is the problem. That's the core to this whole situation. They'll follow anything, idiots, anything. It don't matter.
And a lot of them are idiots. Because another thing, I want to put this out there. Anybody who understands anything about Chicago politics knows that anybody who comes out of Chicago politics ain't exactly the straightest arrow shooting down the pipeline. You can fool yourself all you want to. That Chicago is one of them real old-school political machines. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get a little bit dirty, you ain't coming out of Chicago politics.
That's right.
See, but see, I still go back. You're absolutely right, T, but you go back to the same thing. If you got some damn common sense, it don't matter where somebody come from. They're not going to tell you no horse is a coyote. I mean, there's some things you just know for your damn self. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't get it. I just think these people need to wake up and smell the coffee.
And that's the truth. And if you don't know, you need to go and find out. A political ad.
You need to go ask somebody.
That's the
hey,
truth.
Make sure you're asking the right somebody this time, though.
There you go. Because a political ad, it's not going to give you the information you need. A campaign speech is not going to give you the information you need. Their affiliates, their campaign workers is not going to give you the affiliation and all the other things that you need to find out about. Ladies and gentlemen, good folks out there, you really need to go and read up on the history of Bain Capital for yourself to understand who Mitt Romney is, who is so against government bailouts. Mr. Romney himself has been a benefit of government bailouts for his company to the tune of
Let me ask you a question, man. How many people do you know that really got money, really care about the people that don't?
They say that, oh, Mr. K, did he get on the pulpit and put that out there again?
I'm just curious, man, because a few little years that I've been on this planet, I can't name five. Just how many people that really got super rich people that really, really care about the people that don't have no money? Because the people that don't have no money, you can't even go where the people that have money go. You can't hang out where they go. You're not going to be part of their fraternity. You know
there
what I'm
you
saying?
Go.
Your chauffeur's not going to hang out with their chauffeur.
Last I checked, my chauffeur's name was Mr. Right Hand and Mr. Left. That's
so
the
hell,
name of
I
my
probably
chauffeur.
I probably won't even get to know you unless I'm texting somebody on the freeway and happen to run into the back of your car.
Those are the questions we need to ask ourselves. We got to look at this thing, and then you have to look at the other side of the fence, the smoke and the mirrors, the dangling of the carrot, like Joe said. While truth be told, we ain't never going to catch the damn carrot.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't designed for you to catch the damn carrot. It's designed for you to chase the carrot.
All day long. All day long. And what bothers me about this is, they have more law enforcement people worried about what's going on down in urban neighborhoods, which rightfully they should. But like I said, who is overseeing the overseers of this economy? How is it that one man can make a company take? One man. A $5 billion loss, and we all know that that's not his money, nor is it the company's money. It is the people who got suckered in enough to give up their life savings, their pensions, take out line of equity loans on their homes because they got sold a damn can of oil by a snake doctor. And even the regulations they claim that they're trying to put in place, are they truly enough? We are not out of the woods yet, ladies and gentlemen. We are by no means easy. I don't even think we're in the middle of the woods yet, because there have been a ton of smoke and mirrors put in place to distract, deflect, and move us away from the real issues.
How do you like politics now, Tony?
Ball of confusion.
Ask yourself the question. K. Diddy and Joe already told you what a creditor's jail is.
Yeah.
Cayman Islands, the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, Costa Rica, and their places.
Don't leave out Aspen.
No, let's not leave Aspen out.
Or the granddaddy of them all, Switzerland.
There you go. You've got to start asking yourself simple questions like, why would the Koch brothers want to put up $30, $40, $50 million for a candidate? Glenn Ellison or Steve Wynn, multi-billionaires. Those are the questions we need to ask ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And truth be told, I wouldn't mind going to the Cayman Islands, Turks and Caicos and stuff, if that's where the credit in jail is. What do I got to do to get there?
And here's another thing.
Hold on, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay.
Say that again.
Okay. For those people who are listening to your show, maybe they don't know millionaires. But here's a question they can ask any politician at a state, municipal, or federal level. Just ask them, okay, these guys, they think that their duty is to pass laws all goddamn day long, okay? Ask them, give me, when you go to a town meeting, or if you want to ask them through email, because we're always talking now about how crooked the politicians are, which is the foundation, why these people can get away with what they can. In other words, the Bernie Madoffs and the rest of the swindlers. Just ask them, how many laws have you passed, Mr. Congressman, or Mr. Alderman, or Mr. Councilman, that was as a result of your looking around and seeing something that needed to be corrected, as opposed to a special a pack or a special group needing a law to be passed? Just give me five laws that you passed or repealed because of what you saw around you. I bet you don't get any answer. And when you don't get an answer like that, if that isn't telling you something, go F yourself.
There you go. Now, I want to make sure I take this time to thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovementrecords.ning.com, the official sponsors of Can a Player Play. We're going to take a quick little break. Don't go nowhere. Stick around. Stick and stay. We ain't got nothing to love. We're just trying to give y'all
this
a bit of knowledge.
This is a public service announcement from the good folks over here at Can a Player Play. For the members of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, goes a something like this. We the people of this country do not need rhetoric. We need solutions. We don't need promises. We need performance. We do not care about Obama's birth certificate. We care about the growing debt. We care about the 49% of us living in poverty. We do not care about Mitt Romney's past taxes. We care about our present lack of employment. We care about the renegade banking system that is out of control. We don't care if the word God was missing from the Democratic platform. We care about the lack of resources available for us to better our lives. We care about a crumbling education system. We care about a deflated dollar. We care about all the things that are going wrong in this country, and all we're hearing is the same old rhetoric and promises. Mr. Obama or Mr. Romney, whoever the future president of this country is, don't forget about we the people. I implore you, do not forget about we the people. Special interest groups and lobbyists have far too much power in my life, and yet I don't know one lobbyist personally. We have got to do better. We have got to be better. This is a public service announcement from the good folks of Can a Player Play, your boy Pretty Tony, and K. Diddy.
Focus, baby, you just focus, cause they try to bring you down, but they can't, and they know this. That rat is black, is showing, them drugs you got is potent, got them cheering at my shows in. I say stop, but you keep going, that money that I'm blowing, if you want it, you should show it.
Now everybody trying to hit me up, if you stressed and turn that ditty up. Just
stay posted. See this girl to notice. Now that baby girl just focus. See you trying to get promoted. Nah. Life short. Yeah, you need to live it to the fullest. I'll show you how to do this. Just don't be so foolish. If you focus, you could do it. Just make sure you're into it. Yeah, just like your crew is chilling, cause we are the coolest. Keep doing your thing. My dream was to be in that range. My attitude's sane, and I won't change. Best of the best, like imported cocaine.
Now everybody trying to hit me up. If you stressed, then turn that ditty up. And just
stay posted. See this girl to notice. Now that baby girl just focus. See you trying to get promoted. Stay posted. See this girl to notice. Now that baby girl just focus. See you trying to get promoted.
Everybody trying to hit me up. If you stressed, then turn that ditty up. And just
focus. Baby, just focus.
Hey everyone, this is Iami Zali, aka Savin Gavita. And you are now listening to Can a Player Play live every Sunday, 2:30 Pacific Standard Time, with your hosts Pretty Tony and K Diddy. Get with the program. Put on the show.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. K. Diddy, was that better, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm really feeling that, man. I want to give a little shout-out, too, a little shameless plug. That's the newest addition to the World Movement family, Mr. Drew Raber with Focus, little 15-year-old kid out of Vegas, man. He's finna do it.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with a shameless plug because you got to have paid bills, right?
We love the kids. We love the kids.
You know, if Joe wasn't such an international man of mystery, Joe, you got warrants. You from the hood, ain't you? You got warrants. You don't know nobody to know where you at.
Hell no. Why would I sell shit? Are you kidding me? You think I'm not serious about what's happening with the government? Please. You think that, you know what, BTR host, he got, the government came for one of these BTR hosts.
What?
Yeah.
That choked up, brother.
Mm-hmm. You only have just Google, Thought Police rounds up, talk show host or talk show hosts rounded up by Thought Police. And what happened was this guy, he just, he used to call into a show. Then he started his own show. And it wasn't because of anything that he said. There was somebody who had a grudge against him. And that guy managed to call the police on this guy. And the police came, and now this guy is no longer on the air. So watch out, because the cops or the feds, if you say the wrong thing or if you rub people the wrong way, they will come for you.
And you know what, Joe, I'm glad you said that too, because this is just a sidebar from what we were discussing pertaining to politics and the financial structures of this company, of this country. As a matter of fact, it is a company.
Yeah.
Because truth be told, if this country was a company, it would have been bankrupt 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that kind of what Joe said kind of touches on another, because I keep telling you good people out there, I consume vast amounts of information. There's this hacker group called Anonymous who just basically hacked the personal laptop of a supervisory special agent that contained, I think they said, close to 15 million information on Apple users, their personal emails, their identity codes, their passwords, their actual location. And my question to you is, what is a supervisory special agent doing with 15 or 20 million people's personal information on his laptop? So if for a moment you fool yourself into believing Big Brother is not listening and watching, y'all should go Google that story and read it for yourself. Big Brother is most assuredly listening and watching. But in this day and age, still, we're still able to express ourselves, because the New World Order ain't got us up out of here yet.
Not yet.
So, we're going back to what we're talking about. Where the hell is the creditors, Jerry? When you're dragging people into court, payday loan companies and pawn shops and such are dragging people into court who they know can't afford legal representation. Dragging people into court when you know when you first gave this person a loan, to verify their income, you knew they had a Social Security check, or you knew their circumstance. And our legal system is permitting the little person to be dragged into court and incarcerated. Where is the incarceration for all that's occurred in Wall Street and all these banks? I mean, just banking scandal after banking scandal. Hold on, we got somebody else trying to join the conversation here.
All right.
Let me let him in. 215 area code, welcome to Chemical A Play.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? How you doing?
Hey.
We're doing well.
Well, good. Great topic, and I'm constantly talking about this, and unfortunately, most of the people are not realizing what it's going on, and it's been happening for a long time. The New World Order, first of all, is not nothing new. This has been posted back in the 1930s, you know, and they've always wanted to build this. Now, what they're doing to us secretly, it's getting information. Information is the most important thing for them right now. And social media, especially Facebook, is the one that's providing them for that. If you want law enforcement, the first thing you're going to do is go to Facebook to find out anything about anyone. With the cell phone companies, now I'm a private investigator, and I also ran a spy shop for quite some many amount of years. So I knew the spying stuff about the phones and everything like that. You know, there used to be called a thing called FlexiSpy, and that's what the FBI used to use at one time. And it was a bug that they get permission from their AT&T, which was no problem, and is placed on your phone wirelessly, and they can tap you anywhere. Now, in 2012, every phone in America is tapped. All they need is a telephone number. So the more information they get from you, the easier it is to happen. And they're setting this up, and they're protecting Big Brother and big businesses. And the reason for that is because people are waking up much faster than they thought. You know, you got these sites all over, and people are talking about Big Brother and about big business, Occupy movement, the conspiracy theories and all that. People are waking up so quickly, they say, hey, we got to put a stop to this. So prosecution, it's got to take place. Now, you had a soldier that talked about, said something about the president, and it wasn't really nothing really that bad, but simple fact that he spoke about the New World Order and the things to come, he was arrested. Now, what they have now is they can easily classify you as a nutcase, and that's what they will do. If you go against the government, you are then considered a nutcase. Once you are considered a nutcase, this goes in your permanent record. That means you will not be able to carry a gun, you will not be able to work for government or anything like that. So they're doing a whole bunch of things that a lot of people do not know about, that is happening each time. Last time we had the FBI talking about the DNA change, DNC change on the computer, and they were telling everyone to go to their website to reload, because if not, your computer would not able to work because of some virus. Well, that was a trick for them that was a trick for them to be able to log into every computer, and that's where it was. They can get into any computer. They're probably listening to you right now because there are certain words that we can mention, and once we mention that word, it clicks off a computer, it opens up, and you got some agent listening to it. And if you talk too bad about them, they're going to come for you. It's been happening all over the United States. So forget about freedom. Forget about the Constitution. You know, that's going to go down to the pits. And when that dollar collapses, and it will collapse, because there's no way in the world that we can rebound from this, because in order to run a country, it runs like a business. You got to have capital, which we don't have. We got trillions in debt. And you got to have merchandising or something to produce. We don't have that neither. So the dollar has to collapse, and that's when they will introduce to us the new world order coin, which is already in possession of some people. So they have the new world order coins in the bills. So that is the intention, one government and one rule. And there's a little spiritual stuff that comes with that as well. You know, I'm a spiritual man, and if you read the Bible, it tells you that these things will happen. And it's unfolding exactly like the Bible says. And the forming of one army against Armageddon, it's right on time. So we don't know what's happening, but we are being constantly watched. We are constantly being monitored. There is no freedom in America anymore. There really isn't. So those people who think they're doing something and getting away with it online or anywhere else, forget it. You're not. And you know, you can buy a pair of shoes at any shop. You use your credit card. Do you know that the government and big business will have your shoe size, where you live, your credit card number, your Social Security number, and everything else? So that's what information is about. These companies all work together. There is actually a few companies who specialize in that. So if you want a particular information on a person, all you have to do is pay a certain amount of money, and they give you everything from his shoe size, the color of his hair, where he was born, his mother's maiden name, anything. The reason they need to have all this information is because they know we're waking up, and slowly but surely, they have to get rid of us. Because they have to get rid of at least one-third of the world's population.
All right. Thank you for your time, my brother. Information
is freedom. Now, for those of you, like I said, once again, me being Switzerland and all, we're not telling you what to believe on this show. But what we're encouraging you to do is open your eyes, because their beginning is most assuredly afoot, dear Watson. It is most assuredly afoot. The companies that he's talking about are called data mining companies that basically just gather billions and trillions of little tidbits of information about our lives, because they place cookies. That's where all these cookies and stuff and all these things they get in our computers that they have so gotten us addicted to, smartphones and such. What is our favorite website we've gone to? So they know how to address certain ads that you see pop up, like you said, on your Facebook page. Like you'll use a word like notebook, and suddenly you start seeing everything, such and such notebook company on the side of your Facebook page, or things of that nature. Whether you believe the New World Order is real or not, that's up to you. But the game has definitely changed. The world as we know it is no longer. It is how do you adjust and adapt to it. Now, when they say they want to get rid of a lot of us, if you look around, there could be things that suggest that. I don't know. But what I do know is this, and let me share the little that I know with you. There's some fucked up foul shit going on. I'm going to put it just the way we talk. And we have been asleep for far too long. We've let far too much slide. But we can still catch up. Will it be an easy road? No. But it is still attainable. Question everything and believe very little. K. Diddy and Joe told you, go out there and acquire the information that you need, whatever that information is that you need. A simple thing can be made into a major thing now. Ask yourself, how is it that a thing such as horrible as debtor's jail has now worked its way back into some state? I'll tell you how, because those who want to take everything we have are slowly but surely. What they did is they didn't do it on a national scale. They started off in states like Missouri and other states like that have slowly started implementing it. Can you imagine if it works its way around to every state? And how is it that something that was outlawed and illegal years ago is now suddenly back?
Because he who created the game also created the rules.
There you go. And question you need to ask yourself. How is it if, like Mitt Romney says, banks are people too. Not banks, corporations are people too. And then on the same token, how is it that these faceless corporations who have ruined the lives of millions, not only in the United States, but all across the globe. We have not heard of any prosecutions. We keep hearing about fines, and they make the fines sound so big and so spectacular. We fine such and such $100 million. Where does this $100 million go? Ask yourself that. Look, we're down to the last few seconds of the show. As usual, we love you. We just here to spread a little bit of knowledge and love. Thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovementrecords.ning.com. Thank our man of international intrigue and mystery, Joe from Montana.
That's right.
We thank Mr. Let me get it right, Dr. K. Diddy Esquire, the elixir of love and minister of information.
Absolutely. And definitely go support your boy, the one and only Pretty Tony. Go get his books. Celebrate, congratulate, educate, so at least you can understand something of what this man is talking about. You heard it from the Elixir of Love.
We'll be back next week on the show. Pretty Tony here. You know, Google me. I'm not a man of mystery. I'm just a lighthouse on the ocean of darkness. Holla at your boy on Twitter, at Selassie Sun, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E. So,
I know, but I gotta get up out of here, you know? I gotta go pay these bills, I got a show to do, you know? One time for your mom, let's go to St. Paris. Wake up in Tokyo, have a dream in New Orleans, born in love in Chicago, man.
I love her. And I hate to leave her lonely. Ring, ring, went the iPhone. It was my homie. He said, let's hit Japan. If we can make them jam, we can make 100 grand. Spend it in the south of France. Nothing further. I jump, grab my Goyard trunk. Got ready to walk it out like Unk in my John Lennon chucks. That's when I heard murder. You're killing me and filling me with sorrow. Sunrise, goodbyes, and missing you tomorrows. I turn to see my dream love, supreme queen. Need to sing on the scene, cry. I drop my bags in the flash. That's faster than 180 on that dash, sir. To dry your tears and wipe the rain from my dear like Dasher. Use the dame who's the username to all my passwords. The reason I get fly is Ivan Jasper. I even keep your picture in my passport. Love, love. Real, all in together, free chill. Tell a stewardess that there was a movie on the reel. Heat up my kosher meal, exchange my dollar bills. Lean back in my first class seat and leap. Don't wake me till I land where they barely understand what I speak, but they nod to my beats. I tell my fans who I am and they stand and they clap, they applaud. They love me, my God. Oscari Samadesta, I may be au revoir. A spree on St. Henri, then back to Charles de Gaulle. So I can get home and tell her everywhere that I've been and everything that I've done. And tell her that she's the one and
Let's go.